Okay, let's get into today's daf, Krisus daf Yudalid, and we will start with the Mishnah. Gimel Mabei is just two ha'aris on the last line that we did quickly yesterday. And that is, first of all, the line of Rav. So the Gemara says that Rav, in the context of Shichrus, when paskening, so the Gemara said that Rav would not be mokim amora miyamotav lachavri mishim shichros. Right, he drank something on Yantav, so he wouldn't pasken. And the Gemara says, so why does he just give a shir without paskening? Just or tell the amora not to announce it. So the Gemara said, "Kol hecha to Yosef Rav lo sagile below." Below Hora. Wherever he was, it would be impossible without Hora. Because Halacha was part of who Rav was. And as the Rashi says, Kuliyama bo mine. Everyone would ask from him. So again, it's a huge topic, the relationship between Halacha Lamaisa and learning Halacha Lamaisa and learning, Limud HaTorah Lishma. Right? That is, something that, obviously is pertinent to many different contexts. Remember the Beis Halevi in Parsha Mishpatim, where the Beis Halevi talks about two type parts of learning, Nasa v'Nishma. In that context, the Beis Halevi talks about two types of learning. He talks about Limud HaTorah Lishma, and he talks about Limud Amanas Lazos. And he says, beautifully, basically explaining the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says, Shelo berchu b'Torah tchila. Right? One of the reasons that Chazal say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is because B'nai Yisrael did not say berchas HaTorah. They didn't say berchas HaTorah. And all the Mefarshim ask, why didn't they say berchas HaTorah? What does that symbolize? The Ran there quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that it wasn't chashiv in their eyes enough to make a bracha. They learned, but there wasn't chashiv in their eyes to make a bracha. So what does that mean? Why wasn't it chashiv in their eyes? So it explains the Beis HaLevi that the Nedarim Pei Aleph could be explained based on the Gemara Menachas Membe. But the Gemara there says that we only make a bracha on the final stage of mitzvos. The final stage of mitzvos. We don't make a bracha when we put the tzitzis on the baguette. We don't make a bracha when we write a mezuzah. It's only when we affix the mezuzah, when we wear the tzitzis. We don't make a bracha when we sharpen the knife of the milah or we cut the shofar off of the ram. Even building a sukkah. As what the Netziv calls Heksher Mitzvos Aksuvas Batorah, we lamaskana do not make brachos. You only make brachos on final stages of mitzvos. So says the Beis Halevi, maybe that's what's going on here in Nedarim Pei Aleph. They only believed in Talmud Torah Type 1, not Talmud Torah Type 2. They believed in Lomon Amanas Lasos. You have to learn in order to know what to do. And therefore, the learning is not significant itself. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha except when you do the mitzvah. And that's tragic. If we don't believe in the Talmud Torah per se as connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's lacking something major. And that's what he explains the difference between men and women. Women have, even though the Gemara says women have Torahs from Talmud Torah, obviously not. Not all Talmud Torah. The Ramah says in Yerodea, women have to learn all mitzvahs that apply to them. Yerodea, Choshem, Mishpat, Evan, Ezra, Arachayim. Right? Dal, Chalki, Shulchan, Arach. It's just that women aren't obligated in the mitzvah per se of Limud HaTorah Lishma. But Loma Namanas Lasos, of course they have. And again, there's always a balance between the Asuki Shmaitza Libid de Hilchasa and the Limud HaTorah Lishma. And again, different Mefarshim give different ideas. Rav Avadi Yosef in the Hagdama Tiabia Omer in the first volume, Kedarka Bakodesh, goes through columns and columns and pages relating to this issue. And obviously he's screaming that, you know, many don't learn Halacha Lamaisa. And you have to know what to do. You can't just learn in the Beis Medrash. Obviously, he knew everything. But he says, you can't just learn in the Beis Medrash. And people are megal upon him, shalok ha'alacha. And he goes through, again, much in Os Tes there. V'das l'navon nakel, shetachlis ha'limud v'ikaro hu b'chtil ha'atsuk ishmaisa, limud ha'ilchasa, la'alacha l'maisa. Like Argamar says, Rav was always involved. It doesn't say Rav was only involved in that, but that was definitely an aspect of Rav's teaching. Kamosha Kasav Chazal, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Talmud Gadol She Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, V'chein Lochein Iker Halimud Sarech Lios B'Inyani Arachayim V'Yaradeya Hanogim L'Maisa Gamaz Banazeh. Says you have to know what to do. Obviously, after that, you have to continue learning and know what to do, you know, like Rav Kook and the Chafetz Chaim both say. You have to know what to do in Kachem too. That's also Halacha L'maisa. It's just not yet Halacha L'maisa. So he says, says Rav Avadia, Arachayim Yeradeya, Kedesha Yeda L'kayim HaMitzvos Kel Chasan, V'gam Lihimana Mili Kashal B'Isuri Tor B'Isuri D'Rabanan, V'lo Kemoshe Noagim Mitzas Tamideh Chachamim B'Yeshivos Misuyamos.
Drosh,
gam binyanim anogim bofan tmidi. Upamim rabos nichshalim gam bedvar ma'iduim afilu balabatim akovim itim latora. Barachayim v'yoradeya. So even people who are kovei itim, again, there's a balance. If somebody only has a certain amount of time to learn, so they have to learn something that's more halacha l'maisa oriented. If somebody's learning, you know, for more hours, maybe split up the time. You have to have a halacha seder, you have to have a gemara seder v'chulu. V'kvar tzavchol ze kamoi de kamoi. Birchas mezona lo gamrinan vasuye vasuni masninan. Right, the gemara Maseches Brachas. V'know then it's known. He quotes Rav Yonatan Ibishitz to Misheino, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the Hakdama to Chelek Gimel. Also, Misheino lo min hilcha Shabbos al Burion v'chozer alein lefachas pamayim shalosh lo yuchali himaleit michelo Shabbos b'shogei. It's impossible to keep every law of hilcha Shabbos if I don't know hilcha Shabbos. Hey malachos darayis hey isurei drabanan evayviu hagon Rabbi Yachami Elisa because of all zeh. Everybody quotes this Rav Yonatan Ibishitz. The Nesivus quotes and says va'al zeh yidvu kol advuyim shekama talmidei chachamim mefulagim b'torah oskim bepilpul v'charifus filu b'hilcha Shabbos einam b'kiyim ubon l'di savik hilcha Shabbos oylanu miyom adin oylanu miyom atachecha. It's pretty serious about it. V'chein emes. He acknowledges, "Shall call Tam and Chacham Lomar Gam Seder Kasha Vitaris, Kamo Shal Kasa Harambam, Bepirish Mishnayis, Vikfar Amru Tam Menachos Kufyud, Tam and Chacham Oskim Vilchas Avoda Maalale Makasa Gilunim, Basim English Bimehem, Tachala Osik Batare, Notorakla Olav Lamincha Lachad Lo Asham," and he quotes, "Ulam Kolze, Laacha Shehishlam Chovaso, Beadias Uba Bekias Adinim, Hanitrakham Alachalavaisa." You can learn Kasha Vitaris after you've learned Arachayim and Yaradeya. Gemoshe Hizbir B'tuvatam V'das, he quotes the Rav Shneur Zalman in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you look there. Shekasav El Hadayin, and then he says, look in the letter that the Rambam wrote. Shekasav El Hadayin, Rav Pinchas Rav Misholom. I'm just reading one paragraph here in this 10-page Hakdama. One paragraph. V'chmashe dan shekol isha shir tzabayla latin lewa nadunya sov l'ishar achray alev v'chulu tamalti akach. And he continues, don't tell them if they don't know this, they don't know this, because they learn Dini Karbanos all day, which is wonderful, but that's, you have to learn Hilcha Shabbos too. And he quotes many other sources. Then he says, again, and he quotes many other sources, and he quotes, you have to look in the Svarim, and he says, Osios Machkimos. V'chulu, and he quotes many, that's just os and os test. And then surely in Dini Mamanis, and V'chulu, okay. That's Rav Avadia, again, having to do with the line that we saw yesterday, of Lo Sagi Le Velo Hora. Right, not only that, so we have the Hakdam of the Beis HaLevi and Parshat Mishpatim, and the Hakdamla to Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph. The other point to mention was the line that we mentioned in the name of Rav Menachem Zemba, and that was Biyad Moshe as a reference to Talmud, Torah Shebal Peh, and maybe that's why we say that by Hagba, Minhag Klal Yisrael, to put those two psukim together. The Rav Shechter quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik, also in Nefesh HaRav, on page Nun Dalud, Nun Hey, Nun Vav. He quotes the double Krisas Bris that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hevdel Gadol, Yesh Bein Mesiris HaTorah Shebechsav, LeBein Mesir Torah Shebal Peh. And there's a difference between the two. Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Torah Shebechsav. He was just the Sirsur. He was giving from A to B. He was the go-between. He brought it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gave it to Bnei Yisrael. There are two tzadim. Hashem's on one side, Bnei Yisrael's on the other side, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the go-between between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad echad, Bnei Yisrael mitzad hasheni. Umoshe Rabbeinu haya be'emes chedek miklal Yisrael. And really, Moshe Rabbeinu was really on the side of Klal Yisrael. Right? He was included in that. Good. Vikan. That is Torah Shebechsav. But then in the bris of Torah Shebal Peh, when Moshe Rabbeinu received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also on Har Sinai, the Torah Shebal Peh, like that beautiful Ritva in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Ritva says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, or what does it mean, Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu 49 ways to think of it as Torah, 49 ways to think of it as Tameh, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is this? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let all the Dayanim of every generation figure it out. There are some halachas that are halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There are certain pirushim on Bukubalim Yipi Moshe Rabbeinu, but a lot of it is up to the Rabbanan B'chol Devadar to decipher and use the codes of Hekesh and Gzir Shava V'chulu to come to Maskanas. And in this part of the bris, V'kan lohayim Meshamesh Moshe Rabbeinu B'stam Sirsur Ba'alma Ha'omi Menatzad, but he wasn't a stam Sirsur, a go-between, but really it was given to him. He was the first Ba'al HaMesora of Torah Shebaal Peh. It became part of him. And then, Kishakaras Moshe Rabbeinu as Habris al Torah Shebaal Peh, Hayehu Moshe Omi Mitzad Echad, B'Kla Yisrael Omdim in Atzad Hasheni. Wow. Well, as then is Kavno Chazal Ba'amram, Shabrachas Ba'klal Shebaal Sefer Mishnah Torah, Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amram. And he says, maybe there are two, there are different times also of the Chalos Bris. Krisa's Bris of Torah Shebaal Chav was finished at Har Sinai. Krisa's Bris of Torah Shebaal Peh started at Har Sinai, but it did not finish until after 40 years, until they understood it, like the Pasuk says at the end of the Torah. Right? I didn't realize until after 40 years. And then he says at the end of that, that's the Kavana, what we say by Hagba. Zos Torah Shebaal Moshe Lefenei B'nei Yisrael, that's Torah Shebaal Chav. Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, because it was first given to Moshe and then given to B'nei Yisrael. And that's what he says. And then he adds to our generation. In every generation, when a Rebbe gives Torah to a Talmud, it's not just giving over intellectual information, it is an interlocking spirituality. Hugam histav kuso shalarav l'talmud v'chulu, and he continues, just like the first Messira of Torah Shebaal Peh, so too every generation's Messira. Okay, so that was the beautiful discussion at the end of the shiur right before the Mishnah. So now we get into the next Mishnah. Yesh ochel. Now we're getting into deep krisa sugyas, and that is definitions of averus. Sometimes I can do one action and be chayiv many averus, which means it looks like one physical act, but really I violated many Shemos Isser. And the Gemara and the Mishnayos and the Gemara describes, so what makes different Shemos of Isser? I could do five different Averis on one item. Okay, that's one way to understand it. But sometimes I could do the same Avera with five different items, or five different people, or five different ways it's prepared, as we saw already, Tamchui and Mechlokin. So that's why the Mishnah and the Gemara here tries to tell us the rules of how do we define averos, right? If I eat a piece of treif, but half of it I roast, and half of it I cook, and half of it I broil, maybe that's three different averos, because the fact that I prepared it differently makes it different. What if I do the same avera, Rachman al-Aslan, with arayos, but five different women who have that avera? So how many averos? That's one same avera. But the fact that it's five different bodies involved, so that makes it different. We discussed earlier in the Masechta, what about behemos? Do we say gufun mechlakin by behemos? Or the other way is, even if it's one body, but if there are five averos on this body, so then what can be chayav five averos? So here we go. So yesh ochel achila achas v'chayav aleha arba chatos v'ashem echad. It's possible to eat one thing and get five averos for it. Five averos for one eating. How do you do that? Right? Not things that we should try, but it's, karbanos. Obviously, what do? So, which means they're all b'shogeg. Tamei, sha'achal chelev, v'yanosir min ha'kadshim b'yom ha'kipurim. Someone who's tamei, who eats a piece of chelev, so if somebody tamei eats anything related to karbanos, he's chayev in asham me'ilos. But if he's tamei, who eats, that's not by a regular person, who's not even tamei, who a tar, who violates me'ilah. A tamei is another avera. Achatas. Eating chelev is another avera. Nosar is another avera. Yom Kippur is another avera. And that's why, as Rashi summarizes here, eating kachim betuma, eating chelev, eating nosar, eating on Yom Kippur. Those are all chatos. And then asham for me'ilos, one of the five ashamos. There it is, one avera, one eating, and I get all of these averos. Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir adds on one more. Imhaya Shabbos votzio dechayiv. If it was Shabbos and I carried out that item on Shabbos, before I ate it, that's the pashtus, so then, that's also another chiyuv, yuchayev, for this item, for carrying it in Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbanan say back to him, amrulo, ena menashe. No, that's not connected to the achila. No, they're not chayev for that. Also, if you, wore shatnez while you carried it, you would get another avera. And if I, plowed, with a shorna chamor, right, that happens to be an avera that you're doing, but it's not in the same conceptual connection that the first ones have. It's not related to the achila, and therefore they wouldn't include it. We'll have to see what exactly is the is the Havamina of Rabbi Meir. You know, let's see it right now. We'll look at this Tosfos after, but first look at the top Tosfos on the next Amud. Right? What's Rabbi Meir's Havamina? Right? Isn't it obvious? If you carry something beforehand, right? The Aveir is done. Just to give a mushal, to give a mushal. Remember the Yerushalmi. We had a Yerushalmi, I think it's Shabbos. I think it's at Shabbos. Well, the Yerushalmi is mechalik between, if I steal matzah, I can't use that for matzah gzula. But if I carried matzah out, let's say Yom Tov or Shabbos, and I carry the matzah through Rishus Rabim, and then I have it in my house, so that you could use that matzah, the Aveir is done. It's Hotzah. Hotzah doesn't adhere in the Chefza. So Hotzah is done. So here too, Rabbi Meir, you carried it in the street, and now you want to eat it. How does that Aveira relate to the Achila that you're doing? V'im Tomar asks Tosfos, Ma Shayich Zel in Yin Achila? Aren't there Rabbanan right? How is this Shayich? V'yesh Lomar, Daki Firusho. So some say that this is the pshat. V'hotzio b'fiv. Oh, it's not carrying it. You put it in your mouth. You carry it in your mouth before. T'kivan she'nichu b'fiv b'rishus ha'yachad v'hotzio b'rishus ha'rabim mechayev mishim hotza. T'bli aso hi hanachaso. It's all connected. I put it in my mouth. Where's the hanacha? Where's the hanacha? You need an akira and a hanacha when I swallow it. So that's more, that's a hotza that's connected to the eating. So that's what the mayor says. The Rabbanan still say it's not connected enough. But that's where you get one that's connected. To Hamotzi, Shteosios, Vekasvan, Kshu, Mahalek, Chayev, Tekzivaz, and Zuan HaChasan. It gives another mashal from Hilcha Shabbos. But that's Rabbi the Tosa. Tosa is bringing Rabbi Meir much closer to the Rabbanan. So much so that maybe it makes us rethink the Rabbanan. Why wouldn't the Rabbanan say this is connected? Right? Sometimes you give such a great shot for one Shita, the pendulum swings, you have to go back to the other one. But still, the Rabbanan would stay. Inherently, Hotzah is not part of Achila. Hotzah is not an Isra Achila. You happen to be violating Hotzah as you're doing an Achila here. But it's not conceptually like the Isra of eating Betumah and eating on Yom Kippur. And so there's a difference there. Good. One question. Tosfos, or now the previous Tosfos, on the bottom of the Amud Beis, you'd give him a Beis Vim Tomar. I have another one. What if you make a Shvua not to eat this, and then you eat it? Isn't that another Avera? Nishva shelo yochlenu v'achla. Tosfos is, right, what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, you're not going to believe it. Five Averas in one eating. Tosfos says, what do you mean not going to believe it? Make another one. If you could find another one related to Achila, that would be a bigger chiddush. So what about Shvua? So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, midi da'asya b'she'ela loktani. Wow. Anything that could be undone, it doesn't say. Why? Why? Right? One can still do the Avera. You know, Tosfos is not rejecting the question. Why is that? So the answer must be that the fact that you could undo it makes it a different quality of an Avera. And that's why we're counting only solid Averas that can't be undone. Then Tosfos says, what about Hektish? You could be shol on Hektish too. So Tosfos says it must be a case, well, what are we talking about? A case where the Zrika was already done. You can't be shol on Hektish once the whole Avoda was done. Now it's too late. Just like some Rishonim say, you can't be shol on Truma after you give it to the Kohen. Right? Up until you give it to the Kohen, you can be shol. But sometimes there's limitations once you've fulfilled what you've done. So that's what Tosa says. Mukdashim detani, afal gav davish b'she'elo mikol makom, hashta she'nishchetu v'nizriku, daman, kehilchasa lesa b'she'elo. Lesa b'she'elo. Okay. Fine. So that's two Tosasim important here that discuss our Shita. We're not going to get into just Mara Makomani. The Ksos and the Nesivis, the beginning of Simon Chav Ches, in Choshe Mishpat, obviously talk about this Mishnah related to Kimle B'Darab Aminei. What does this have to do with it? So the Ksos has the discussion there. Do you say Kimle B'Darab Aminei, meaning the greater Onesh, Pater's the lesser Onesh, do you say it by Chiyuve Lase Side Shamayim? That's a big discussion. There's a Maharshal, and others. That's the Ksos right here. I don't have to go into it. That's the in Simin Chavches. The Amshal Shlomo in Perak HaKones in the sixth Perak in Baba Kama discusses. Nira, let me just read that one line. I can't stop. V'nira, t'kol hecha d'chayev lasei sidei shamayim, itafas mafkinan minei. Afilu l'pirish Rashi, go to Rashi. Sugya. If you have a chayev lasei sidei shamayim, meaning you're not chayev per se, but lasei sidei shamayim, right? There are four cases at the beginning of HaKones there. So, So what type of chiyuv is that? If somebody grabs it, could they keep it? Tafas lo mafkinon. And what about kimlei b'drabi minei? Does that pater? Is there still a chiyuv asis yishamayim even after kimlei? So in that context, the Ksos discusses the chiyuv karbanos, and if once there's a chiyuv of Shabbos, like Rabbi Meir says, wouldn't you say kimlei b'drabi minei? Because that's not a chiyuv krisos. That's not only a chiyuv menakana, that's a chiyuv misa. So maybe you should say kimlei and knock out some of the other chiyuvim of the karbanos. So that's the Ksos' discussion and the Nesivas in the beginning of Simen Chav Ches. Okay, let's continue now. Let's continue now in terms of the Gemara. Says the Gemara name of... Oh! Okay, I'll start and then I'll come back. Don't let me forget. Pirshim Mishnayis. Name of... Islay l'Rabbi Meir, Isser Chalal, Isser. The Mishnah here says that according to Rabbi Meir, if you're chayav on Shabbos, you can chayav another karban. But what do you mean? Are we saying that Rabbi Meir holds Isser Chalal, Isser? The Mefarshim point out that the question is also on the Rabbanan, not just Rabbi Meir. How could you have four Averis at the same time? It must be Isser Chalal, Isser. Even though something is Usser already, you could have another Isser that's Chal on it. But Rabbi Meir is the name. So the Rabbanan, there are Tanam out there that hold to Isser Chalal, Isser. So we're not bothered by the Rabbanan. Maybe it's like those Shitas. But Rabbi Meir is a specific name. So maybe, is it true that Rabbi Meir holds Isser Chalal Isser? So the Gemara answers, Lav Dafka. Nehi de Isser Chalal Isser Leslei, Isser Kolov, Isser Mosev Islei. As we know, three exceptions to the rule of Isser Chalal Isser. Even if I accept the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, three exceptions to the rule, the Gemara here mentions two. Isser Kolov, Isser Mosev, Isser Basachas. Right? If they would be Chal at the same time, then you can't choose one over the other, so they're both chal. Isser Kolel and Mosif, again, a discussion in the Rishonim, but most Rishonim assume Isser Kolel, it includes more. Maybe it includes more items. Includes more items. Let's say before Yom Kippur, only treif is Usser. On Yom Kippur, more items are Usser. Or it could be more people are included in the Isser. So that could be both Isser Kolel. Isser Mosif generally is, it becomes more Usser. The same item becomes more usser. It was only usser b'achila, and now it's usser b'hana. It was only usser b'hana, and now there's a chi of karis, right? It keeps getting more chamer. Isser mosif. Again, there are machlokos about each one of those, but that's general. That's at least one way to view isser kol and isser mosif. So the Gemara says, we could figure out a case that the isurim in the Mishnah happened in an order that they were all kolol and mosif. So it wasn't stam a case of isser chalal isser. Here we go. Tahar, you have a regular person, a tar person, so meikar lo asr ala b'chelef. So he starts off with the isser of chelef. He's not allowed to eat chelef, even a tar person. Havilei, tameh, once he becomes tameh, so now what? So now he can't even eat non-chelef pieces of karban. Migo de isser b'chatichos tahoros, he tosef meinami, isser ala b'chelef. So because there's more included, the non-chelev pieces. So even on the chelev, we say it's going to be usser again. A second isser because of the tumah. The chelev may yikar lo usser ela bachila. And originally, chelev is only usser bachila. Akdashe, when you had sanctified it, akdashe, migo ditoza be yisuri dahana, now that chelev is also usser bahana, because chelev is generally only usser bachila. Once I make it hektish, then mi'ila is usser bahana. So then again, that's an isser, we would call it mosif. So then he tosef be'lagabe chelev. So to regabe chelev, that also is a more aser. V'yakati lehedyudu da aser v'lagvo ashari. But still, that chelev is mutter to burn on the mizbeach, right? It's lehedyot is aser, but lagvo ashari. Havile no sir. And once it becomes left over, it becomes no sir. So migu di tosef yisur lagabe gavoa, he tosef be'lagabe hedyot. So once it's, now that the, it becomes nosar, so too, regarding hedyot, it also gets an added extra isser of nosar. Chalale yom ha-kipurim, migu ditosef be isser lagabe chulin, so all food is now asser, itosef be lagabe gavoa. So, if you do it in the right order, or in the wrong order, so then, that's how all of these isurim can come into play. Good. Stop there for a moment. Again, these dafim are really full if we look around and we think about it. The assumption of the Gemara right here was that once when something goes from Isser Achila to Isser Hana'a, so that's a jump. That's a jump. Right? And that's what we might call an Isser Mosif. So there is a Pirush Mishnayos in the Rambam. This is, I think I mentioned this whenever this comes up, the first time I heard this 30 years ago. 28 years ago, heard one of my Rabbeim quote, oh, the Rambam and the Nekudah Neflah. And I'm like, what's the Rambam and the Nekudah Neflah? Is that like a separate sefer? The Rambam, there's the Pirshim Mishnayis and the Yara Chazaka and the Mora Nevuchim, and there's the Nekudah Neflah. I didn't know what it was. And then I found out afterwards that it's the Rambam and the Pirshim Mishnayis on Krisus and David Gibel. Only once in 7.5 years do we really have the locus classicus of this Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis, where the Rambam says, let me tell you a Nekudah Neflah. Let me tell you an amazing Chiddush. V'yesh b'dvarenu elu nekudah neflah on our Mishnah. The Rambam says, usually, Isser Mosif is when you have an Isser Hana that came after an Isser Achila. The Rambam says there's an exception to the rule which explains 25 different questions. And that is the Isser Hana of Basar B'chalav. The Isser Hana of Basar B'chalav is not a separate level of Isser from the Isurei Achila. It's just an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. And therefore, if you have something that's already basar b'chalav, something that's already usser, and basar b'chalav is not really going to add on, right? If I have chalev, and then I cook it in milk, so then the isser hanah that's added on is not really going to be considered an isser mosif, because the isser hanah of basar b'chalav really flows from its isser achila. So at root, it's an isser achila. After all, what does it say in the Torah, says the Rambam? It doesn't say anything. It just says, don't cook it. It doesn't say, don't eat it. And eating and hanah always go together. That's the Rambam. V'tshuva l'kach, shebasa b'chalav lo naser b'hano, ela machmas she'asar ha'kasav achilaso. L'fi ha'klal she'biarnu, shekol she'naser b'achila naser lehanos bo atshi for l'cha ha'kasav. Ve'in bo pasik ha'oser achilaso, u'pasik ha'oser lehanos bo, ela shnei dvarim yachad, heim iser basa b'chalav. V'kivet she'amarnu, ein iser chal al iser, l'fichach lo yachol iser basa b'chalav al iser nevela. Hare lo yehe aser b'hano, ela yehe mutter b'hano. If I cook nevela in milk, because ain iser chalal iser. What do you mean, basa b'chalav? No, it doesn't matter. Via ochlo lokim ishim nevela, v'yerid iser basa b'chalav lagamrei shalafi shalo chal. It wouldn't be chal, because just adding an iser hano wouldn't it be enough. Aval hayim akom lakshosi, yedoma lachel of kachim. Shuaser b'ana, kadash amana b'kachim, ochlo lechai b'shim basa b'chalav. Ozei makom lakshos, v'ein adavar kain. Elo anu omrim shalom naser basa b'chalav zeh b'hano. Halo tireh. Shebe Mishnah nomar, shebasar behema temeya, mutter levashel, umutter bahana. Friends, barzevim koma, look at Mesechas Chulin. Vahavein in yenzeku, hu makum ta'us, va'alav tadun b'chol hadomelo. That's the Rambam's Nekudah Neflah right here in the Pirshim Mishnayis, in Krisus, on Daf Yud Gimel. So again, even though our Gemara gets into Isser Hanoah and Isser Mosif, so that's an exception to the rule. Good. The other point to mention is a Rashi. So Rashi here says, on the Isser Hana. Rashi says, Isser Hana'a, Hainu Mosif, third skinny line. The Itosif Isura Achefza. There's an Isser on the Chefza. So, what's Rashi driving at? What do you mean? When something was Usser to eat, it's also Usser. The Chefza is also Usser to eat. What is Rashi saying then? When something becomes Usser by no, it's Usser in the Chefza. So maybe Rashi is alluding to an idea, again, a big discussion in many different contexts, of the definition of Isurim, Isurei Chefzer, Isurei Gavra. When something is also to eat, it's not always clear whether that's an Isur Gavra, the Isur is on, the focus is the person can't eat it, or the focus is on the Chefzer, this item cannot be eaten. Same thing you could ask by mitzvahs. Is the mitzvah to eat it, or is the mitzvah for it to be eaten? We discuss that often, right? The Tosas Yishanim in Yuma Daf Lametes, and the Chassam Sofer, the Maariz Chayis there quotes the Chassam Sofer, the Beis Halevi in a tshuva, that it could be by all other karbanos, the mitzvah is for it to be eaten. There's no mitzvah for each kohen to eat a kezias. Make sure it's eaten. Maybe even ketanim could eat it, because it'll be eaten, except karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah chovas gavra to eat a kezias. So we have that question by mitzvahs. We have that question by averus. Is it an iser chefzeh? Is it an iser gavra? Melecha Shabbos is a discussion. Is it Chefze? Is it Gavra? But maybe what Rashi is alluding to is Isurei Achila could very well be Isurei Gavra. Once you get to Isurei Hana'a, so maybe that already shows something reflective about the Chefze. Something reflective about the Chefze. Right? Isur Demosif, Ditosif, Isurei Achefze. There are those, again, this is not Mefurish. There are Rishonim that say otherwise. There are some Achronim that are Machalik between Isurei Da'arais and Isurei Derabanan. There are many, many Chilukim. But this is another chiluk that's popular amongst Achronim, right? Isurei daraisa, that's Isurei chefza. The Torah says these things are, you know, these molecules are pernicious and dangerous. Yisurei Durabanan, Yisurei Gavra. Right? That's what the Meshech Chachma develops in Parsha Shoftim, the beautiful idea where he talks about the principle of Lo Sasur, of listening to the Rabbanan. He says, listening to the Rabbanan is not exactly like listening to the Torah. The Torah says you have to listen, but it's not exactly the same. How so? If I eat something that the Torah says is Asur, even Bishogeg, then I did something very wrong. But, says the Meshech Chachma, based on a Nesivos, if I eat an Isser Durabanan Bishogeg, I do not require Kapara. No tshuva required. Why? Because what I do wrong? I violated the words of the Rabbana? No, I didn't. I did it Bishogeg. Either something I have terribly wrong to this? No! Yisurei Durabanan or Yisurei Gavra, that I shouldn't eat it. The focus of what the Rabbanan say is that they regulate my behavior. They cannot recreate a chefsis of items. And he gives the mashal, the amazing mashal of Moreh B'Malchus. Moreh B'Malchus he compares to listening to the Rabbanan. If the king wants to build a highway through my backyard, and the person rebels and says no, and the king is able to punish that person, is there something inherently valuable about that law or that idea that the king wants that the person rejected? No. It's just that the din is you have to listen to the king. It's not about the content of what he says. It's just about the fact that you listen to the king. So it's the same thing with Din and Rabbanan, says the Meshech Chachma. It's about listening to the Rabbanan. And it could be that in 100 years from now, a greater Bezin will change it. Which shows that it's not about the content. The Torah is never going to change. Right? There's Midrashim, that pig's going to be mutter in the future. Okay, I don't know what that means. Right? When Mashiach comes. That's why it's called Chazir, because it's going to be Choser Lehetero. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. But either way, so in the Meshech Chachma here in Shoftim, he says, HaMitzvah dafka lishmo masha yomru, aval ha'inyan atzmo sha'amru v'chidshu, efshar de'enu miskabel ratzon abore. It could be that it's not mekubo. V'avim yechavnu be'emes, and even if they got it right, so to speak, the emes la'amita, k'fi masha hu ratzon abore yid be'emes, v'cholzos, lo ratzah Hashem Yisrael l'asos chok nitzchi mitamim ha'kmusim b'cheker aloka. He didn't want to make this into a daraisa. And if Baratza Davka Shinishra Bakolam, Avalo Biprate Hadvarim. Right, and that's what he quotes, the Mashal of Melech. And he uses that to explain the Rambam Sheet of Los Asur, to defend him against the Ramban. Okay, but there's a lot in that line, Chefsa Gavra, and different Chilukim given in the Mefarshim. Okay, but this Rashi is very interesting related to that issue. Let's continue. So the Gemara explained how it's all Isser Mosef and Kolel, and how all the Averas come. Vinisni, says the Gemara, I have another one you could add, like Tosas asked before. But it's the Hechatos, Venukmeka going to Achal Kazayas, Pigol. Why don't we add Pigol into the scene? Make it Chelev, Pigol, Nosar. Yom Kippur, maybe Shabbos. Where it says, Lechad Behemah Kamari, B'shtei Behemah Lo Kamari. You'll never have a case of Nosar and Pigol on the same carbon. But Nosar and Pigol, Lechad Behemah Lo Mishkachasla. You never have it. You'll never have it. Why? Because once it becomes Pigol, it's not Royal Gabayam Mizbeach. Right, so you'll never have a case of Nosar. And Pigol is only when it's, remember the Lashon, Yakar Amatar Kimisvaso. It's only when everything else is perfect by Pigol. So, you'll never have it in the same animal. Right, Rashi says, De Pigol Eino Ela Lachar Bedal Avodo Shaldam, Hilchach Midapaglo Lochazio, Lochazon, Lochaz Mahema. Right, it's no longer Roy to eat. Lochal Ele Nosar. Right, Nosar is not going to be Chal on an item that's already Pigol. So Gemara says, I have a way that you can have Pigol and Nosar on the same animal. Alamalo, Mishkachazaka going Shehela, Aver Pigol, Lagabi Amizbeach. Something's already Pigol, and then you start burning it on the Mizbeach. You bring it up to the Mizbeach. Remember, we had a whole parak in Zvachim called Mizbeach Makadesh. Right? Sometimes bringing something up on the Mizbeach is itself, sanctifies it, what the Gemara calls Klitas HaMizbeach. Mizbeach is Kolate. So maybe in this case, you brought Pigol up to Paka Pigulo Mine. So the pigol, the shame pigol is paka, I really know, sir. And therefore, if it then goes off the mizbeach, it could become nosar, which has to be burned. So this item can be pigol and nosar. Kidamar ula. Kometz pigol shel al gabi mizbeach paka pigulo mimeno vavile nosar. Right? So it could paka pigulo and havile nosar. And therefore what? But what do you mean? Doesn't it say here that once pigol leaves, nosar leaves? So maybe you have part of the animal that's pigol and part of the animal, you don't put the whole animal up there. So you could have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you could have to go by both. So the Gemara says, "Be'aver echad kamari b'shnei aver mo kamari." Okay, but we're talking about one limb of the animal that you can get many different avers. So says the Gemara, "But no, sir, pigol b'chad aver lo mishkachas lo alam alo mishkachas lo kagon shela aver pigol agame mizbeach depalge anche agame mizbeach upalge mi'avoy de mizbeach." You put half of an aver on the mizbeach, so pigol is removed, and that becomes no sir. And the other half, you don't put on the mizbeach, and it's still pigol. So you have half and half. Take half an aver, it's still pigol, and half an aver you put in the mizbeach, pigol's removed, and it becomes nosar. So how is that? There is an answer to that, but let's just continue. Amarle lo. You wouldn't say that, because why? You go by rov. Iruba de mizbeach, shadi le mizbeach, ruba de vroi, shadi le vroi. You'd go by rov of the aver, in terms of deciding the status of the aver. One aver cannot have different statuses, even if physically different things took place to the aver. So in the Biurim, Biurei Daf, and also Rav Yashiv in the Haris here discusses, so when Nosar is, what, this is a pigol, and then pigol is removed by the Mizbeach, so why isn't Nosar also? Why isn't Nosar also Mafkia from the Mizbeach? Here's the just read you the question of some of the Achronim. He quotes the Achronim Tamuhu the Bizvachim the Mavur lahed Yosha Din Zeshel Ula Shemhelagam Mizbeach Paka Bigulo in a Rabbi Gabi Yisr Pigol Agam Lister Noser Vatame Shemhelam Mizbeach Paka Yisr Noser Vatame. So here too, why don't you say all Yisurim are Paka? So the Chok Nasan answers, you only say that a status is paka if the status is there when it goes up to the mizbeach. If the status wasn't there yet, then the mizbeach doesn't do anything. Similar to what we said yesterday. Mikvah only works if a person's tameh. If a person's half tameh, which is not really tameh yet, it goes to the mikvah, it's not going to make him tahar. That's what the Chok Nasan says. Shezesh ha-matzim shepaka iser nosar, hainu rak im kfar haya alav iser nosar. Aval kan medubar sha'ala al-mizbeach lefnei shenasa nosar. So therefore, his pigul is removed. V'yachar kach lamata me'alar, it's nasa nosar. Shekidish mizbeach moel rak lafkiya denosar shekvar chal alav mikodem. Aval eno moneya la'olam shelo yachol alav su iser nosar. Right, once it comes off the mizbeach, it could become nosar. Right, it wasn't nosar yet. Fine. So, says the Gemara, no, you go by the rov. You go by the rov, so where are we up to now? Still, you can't have pigul and nosar on the same aver. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah didn't list pigul as another avera. Somebody says, but wait a minute, if this is true, tivshot the boy Rami Brachama, why don't you use this to answer up a question that we had in Chulin on Daf Ayin, where the Gemara asked, Hol chubi bramachar rov alo. The Gemara had the suffix. If you have an animal that is half-born, half the animal comes out. But in the half that came out, there's the majority of a limb. So do we say that the minority of the limb that's inside goes with the majority, and then it's ke'ilu, rove of the animal has been born, or not? That was the question of halchu evar machar rove or not. So, and according, if this is true, what we just said, then you should say, we just proved, you go after the rove. So Ella, so the Gemara gives a different answer. Okay, forget that, what we said, that you go after the rove. This is why you can't have pigol and nosar in the same case. Ella b'kezayis echad kamayri, b'shnei zeis and lo kamayri. We're trying to figure out a case where you have one kezayis with all of these others. You can't have one kezayis with pigol and nosar. Velo, is that really true? V'akhtani yom kippurim. Are we really talking about a case of one kezayis? Yom Kippur is mentioned. Ubi yom kippurim koseves demachayev. The koseves is b'shnei zeisim. We're talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has two kezesim in the kosev, as the larger shear of the mitzvah of Ino Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zeira kon de ka'achil kulya bechalva." We're talking about a case that all the isurim were on the same kezias. The kidney, the kulya, was just mashlon the shear for Yom Kippur. So you're right; it's koseves, but all the Isurim besides Yom Kippur are on the Kezias. We're just mashlam the shear of Yom Kippur with other food, like the Kulya. But that's why in the Kezias that all the Isurim are related to, you can't have pigol and Noser. And again, we discussed in the past, you know, the unique mitzvah of Inui, how it's very different than the Isur Achila on other, I mean, it's a question, it's an issue. Achronim discussed this. How different is it? what the facts are, there's no lo sase. There's a mitzvah of inui. And the shear is different. It's koseves and akizayas. So does that reflect totally different rules for the isra of eating on Yom Kippur? Or is it just similar, but it's just modified a little bit? Right, the Minchas Asher has a piece on this. You know, how similar or how different is it? But again, that's not for now. Rav Papa Amar could go into Malya B'Timri, or differently. Right. You took dates and you were mashlim the shear. But again, the same. The key is that the surim are all the same from the same kizayis. So Baruch Hashem, we have a maskana that you can't have a case of pigal and osar in the same. So the Gemara says, Rav Ada Bar Acha Masdi Heichatos. Rav Ada Bar Acha had the Mishnah Heichatos, meaning an extra one. Umatar is then going to achal kizayis pigal v'lo mishani kahani shinu yitukam mishaninan. He doesn't know any of the other answers, so he added on pigal in the case of the Mishnah. V'nisni, so the Gemara says, okay, let's try again. V'nisni sheish chatos. I have another one. V'nuk mekon to achal kizayis dam. Person eats dam, right, while he's eating that. B'chad achila kamayri b'she achilos lo kamayri. Right, no, it has to be one achila, not two. V'shiru chachamim. De'ein beis abliya machzak yoser mishnei zesim. The beis abliya, the swallowing, the gulp can only be two kizayisim at most at once. You can't have three. So if you're going to need dam, you're going to need another kizayis at the same time, and therefore, that's not, in a chinami, it's true, but that's not what the type of case that the Mishnah is talking about. Interesting that the shear for dam here is given is kizayis. Isn't dam a liquid? Shouldn't it be a revius? It says kizayis dam. So it's a question. Is it congealed? You know, why dafka do we say that? Okay, that's one issue. Also, the Rav Yashiv also, where is this here? Well, Yashiv discusses this issue of the shita of Hillel in Psachim, where we know Hillel says on Pesach, where is this these piece here? Makshim Achronim, right? The Mordechai says in Psachim, and the Magen Avraham quotes it, Hillel haya korech, right, remember korech, korech Pesach matzu umar v'ochlan biyachad. That's three kizayisim. Right, you need a kizayis for each one. And lachachilo, aren't you supposed to eat it like at once? But it says, ein beis abliya machzik more than two kizayisim. So Rabbi Yashiv says, maybe once it's merusak, once it's crushed up, maybe you could fit it in. And the Gemara here is talking about, though, derech achila regila, a regular one. Okay. Vaita, let's continue. Says, again, there's a lot more here. You know, again, if you want to look in the Briska Rav, in the Griz in Nazir on Daf Lamed Daled, he talks about the issue of Kizayis and Revius for Dam. That he quotes his father, Reb Chaim. He says, it could be that for the sheer of what you need, you go by Kizayis. For the Maisa that you're doing, you go by Revius. Meaning to define it as a sheer Isser, you might go by Kizayis of Dam. But to define the Maisa of eating / drinking dam, then you might go by revius, because, and it might go by the Lashon HaTorah. Okay, I'm not doing it justice, but that's what he talks about there. And it might depend on what the Torah says. In terms of the Torah says, lo sochal dam, lo tishte. Okay, let's continue. Rameir Omer Vecholos. Rameir says, if you're motzi on Shabbos, it's another Avera. V'nisti motzi ochayiv, my time aktani im haisa Shabbos. Why doesn't it just say, if you take it out? Meaning, Yom Kippur also has an Israel Otsah, doesn't it? Why do you have to add on Shabbos? What a pasha question. Right? Ask the Gemara. Right? What do you mean you have to add on Shabbos? It must be Amar Rafram Zosomeres, Erev Otzol Shabbos, Vein Erev Otzol Yom Kippurim. It must be the Mishnah proves that the Isurim of Otzah do not apply to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos for all Isurim, basically, except for Hotza'ah. There's no Erev Otzah on Yom Kippur. Right? That's what Rafram says from our Mishnah. So where it says, Mimai, how do you know that Dilma Yesh Erev Otzah Yom Kippurim? Maybe there is. V'achiktani. Im haisa Shabbos v'otziyo chayev af mishim Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Maybe it's just saying no. It would be usher anyway for Yom Kippur, but it's just adding that if it's also Shabbos, it will be usher for Shabbos too. So Elei Itmar, the Rafram, stop there for a moment. Why would Yom Kippur, why would Hotzah be different? You know how to be chorei zoreya kotzer ma'amar dosh. Why would Hotzah be different? Losasa kol malacha, right? Why would Hotzah be different? So again, Rav Yashiv says here, maybe it would be different because, remember, what's the makar? I'm sorry, not the Rav Yashiv. We'll get to that in a second. The Ritva, the Ritva in Yuma. The Ritva in Yuma says, why would it be different? Yuma samach vav amid beis v'im tomar v'habi yom kippurim k'siv losasa kol malacha v'yishlomar. to hotsa'a lav mi malacha nafkar. Remember, hotsa'a is learned that from a different pasuk. Al yeti yesh bimkomo. Remember the first sugi we discussed in Shabbos. Right, hotsa'a is a malacha gerua, tosfos on daf beis. It's different. You're not really accomplishing anything. It's learned that from a different makar. Maybe you have a separate makar for avos and toldos. But maybe that's why it's different. Right? Saying hotsa'a is different than the other malachas is not something that we have never heard of. Right? And therefore, it is different. The Rebbe Yashav I wanted to ask is the following fascinating discussion. The Rebbe Yashav notes that the Rambam never quotes Tosefa Shabbos. Rambam never quotes Tosefa Shabbos. That's a mystery in halacha. Right? That's why the Shulchan Aruch's language in Hilchos Shabbos is Yesh Omrim. The Bir Halacha says there, why Yesh Omrim? Because the Rambam doesn't quote it, even though it's Mefurish Gemara. Right? So how does the Rambam answer? The answer of the Rambam, that's not for now. But says Rebbe Yashav, if the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos, but he holds of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, right? So, Uluch Ora Yiksha, the Chayiv, Bekia Gavna, according to the Rambam, there's no, it doesn't hold, he only holds of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim by Inuyim. So, why isn't Lachor Yiksha Misugin, the Mevuar, the Chayiv, Bekia Gavna, Gamal Shabbos Yom HaKippurim? What's the Hava possibility here in the Gemara? You be Chayiv for both, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Why? Because they're chal b'basachas, right? Why would Shabbos and Yom Kippur be chal together? Chal b'basachas. But according to the Rambam, that the Isra of Yom Kippurim starts earlier. There's Tosefes Yom Kippur, and there's also Tosefes Shabbos. How can Shabbos be chal on Yom Kippur? It's not an Isra b'basachas. Because the Rambam doesn't hold the Tosefes Shabbos. Only Tosefes Yom Kippur. So isn't that's a problem? If you say it's Isra b'basachas, fine. So he says, unless you say, according to the Rambam himself, I already alluded to the answer already, I gave it away, sorry, that the Rambam only holds a Tosefes Yom Kippur regarding Inui, not Isra Malacha. So maybe that's why. Regarding Isra Malacha, it's the same. It's both Chal v'Basachas. Or, and then he adds, an amazing, again, this is Sugi v'Tosefes, even if you say there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, or Tosefes Yom Kippur, one, and this relates to the Chakira in that, once Shabbos or Yom Kippur really starts, that's something different. The Chalos Shem Tosefes stops and the Chalos Shem real starts. So even if you want to say one has Tosefes, the Iker, Al-Kain, V'rega Shekidash Hayom Paka Din Tosefes. And you have to say that V'dora Mechrochim, because in Tosefes you're not going to be Chayv Kareis, and all of a sudden you're Chayv Kareis, like what happened? It must be there's a new Shabbos. Must be there's a new status. Okay, let's continue. So, can you prove Raf from our Mishnah? The Gemara said no, because maybe there is Erev HaHotzah. The Gemara says, but you can prove Raf from the following. When you send the Sir Lazazel out in the hands of the Ish-Iti, Ish Lachshir is Azar. Even Azar could take him out. Iti Afila Batuma. The Afila B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to, the Ish-Iti is allowed to go out. Iti B'Mizuman, it has to be prepared beforehand. Katani Iti Afila B'Shabbos. So it says, Iti, what's even on Shabbos? It's already Yom Kippur. What's Shabbos adding? It must be that, Amar Rafram, so Samaras, Erev Hotzah Shabbos, and Erev Hotzah Yom Kippurim. The Chiddush is that it wouldn't be a problem of Hotzah if it wasn't Shabbos. So that's why you need the Drasha. Mimai, Zagmar says, how do you know that? Shani Sira Mishtalech, the Echshir of Yom Kippurim Bekach. Maybe generally there is Isuri Hotzah on Yom Kippur. It's just that Fasir Lazazel there's not, because that's the mitzvah. Right? Kind of like Bris Mila on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. The Torah says, Asur, but the Torah says, this you have to do. So maybe there is Erev Hotzah on Yom Kippur, it's just that this is the mitzvah. El de Rafram Barusahi. Okay, so Rafram is Barusa, meaning we might not trust Rafram, and we would say there is Erev Hotzah on Yom Kippur. Fine. Says the next Mishnah. A lot of family trees coming up. We're not going to go through all the details, but feel free to look in the Sifrei Ezer and figuring out the details. Family trees. Yesham bia achas v'chayev alav v'avchatos. A person could violate one iser, one maisa bia, and get six averis for that one maisa bia. If there's an ancestral relationship a couple of times over, and he marries his relative, ketzad. Haba albito, a person could violate and bebal his daughter, because he had been with his mother. Chayev alem yishem bito achoso, eishes achiv, eishes achi aviv, ve'eishes ish v'nida. There's a way for one woman and one man to be usher to each other through all of these relationships. Right? Rashi quotes, Baal Imo, Vaholida, and now he shares one parent with it. So if you do if you figure out the family, which we're not going to do right now, all of these Averis are going to be violated. But again, the Gemara goes through, but isn't it an Isser Chalal Isser? So you got to figure out a way where each one of these is an Isser Mosif and an Isser Kola. So here we go. Vahal Lesley Remeir Isser Chalal Isser. Right? But Remeir doesn't hold the Isser Chalal Isser. Brother Arachlaner says, We just said in Amud Aleph the opposite. Does Rameir not hold of it? But the maskana there was that he doesn't hold of it. So we're building on that. He doesn't hold of it. Nehid deshachal al iser leslay, iser mosiv, iser kol islay. So he has a iser mosiv, iser kol. So we got to figure it out. Kagon shabal imo v'holid bas. Person was born his mother and he had a daughter. So now that daughter is usher de iser bito va'achoso pa'de adadi asi. So right when the daughter is born, but it's also a sister because they share a mother. So that's why that's an iser basachas. Niseis la'achiv. Now this daughter sister of his marries his brother. Migu di itosef iser lagabe achin. So now that she's usher to the other brothers, right? Because she wasn't usher to them previously. Itosef isur lagabe di day. So therefore he also gets another iser. Tosis and the other Rishonim discuss here. You know, isn't she already a mamzeres? So it's already usher to the other brothers. What do you mean? It's not usher to the other brothers. Yes. She's already mamzeres. So maybe we're talking about mamzer. They're all mamzerim. So there's no usher of mamzer, mamzeres. Right. Or Tosfos says the important line, mamzeres to krisus, mamzeres is Mr. Lav. So it could be that even if it's already usher daraisa, going to a stronger punishment is already considered Mr. Mosif. That's Tosfos. The Gemara only goes from achila to hana. Tosfos here goes Isser Chomer Chal Shaper Al Isser Kau. Important. Okay, back to the Gemara. Nisais La'achi Aviv. If she then gets married to his father's brothers, Migodi Tosfos Yisrael L'Gabi Shar Achi Aviv. So now the other brothers, his uncles, are usher to her. Nid Tosfos L'Gabi Didei. Havilacious Ish. But that was all regarding maybe just be, after the marriage. But once she becomes now an Ashes Ish, says the Gemara, Migud itosef isur lagabe alma, itosef lagabe didei. Fine. Habile nida, Migud itosef isur lagabe baile, itosef nami lagabe didei. So if you work it out the right order, or the wrong order, you could get all of these averas with an isur mosif, isur basachas, isur mosif, and isur kolel. Right? All of it can be chal. And again, the big sugya of nida relating to the other arayos, a topic that we've touched on many times, I don't think we have ever like gone through it all the makaras each time, but we mentioned a little bit here and there. Maybe the one that we don't always mention is one line in a Rashi, in an agadic line. Just a quote. Gittin Vav Mabez, Rashi quotes, the Gemara says there that a person on Erev Shabbos should never be angry in his house. A person shouldn't be matal emi yaseir b'toch beso. Because it could lead to Gilei Arayos Shfichas Damim Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, Gilei Arayos Shfichas Damim Chil Shabbos. Right, Chil Shabbos, right, going to lead to, if a woman is late and she's scared that her husband's going to get upset, and even though it's after the 18 minutes, she'll light candles on Shabbos so her husband doesn't scream at her. Chil Shabbos. And what about Gilei Arayos? Gilei Arayos, when her Zman Tefila comes and it's freezing outside and she goes to the lake and the lake is frozen and she can't get in, she'll come back home and she'll be nervous that her husband will be very angry at her and she'll be Niv'elas Kishihi Nida. The Gemara calls that Gilei Arayos. And Rashi says Nida. So maybe Rashi is saying that Nida is one of the Arayos, and it might fit, according to Rashi, other Rashis, the beginning of Gittin V'chulu. But don't have time for more of that right now. Mishnah, Habal Basbito. So again, in another case of permutations of incestual relationships, many Averis with one woman. Habal Basbito, Chayav Alei Mishu Basbito, V'kalaso, it could be a granddaughter, a daughter-in-law, V'eshes Achiv, V'eshes Achi Aviv, V'eshes Ish V'nida. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Imavar Zaki Vinasa, if after this whole thing the great grandfather married her, Chayav Alei Mishu Meshesav, V'chein Haba Al Bas Ishto V'al Bas Bita. They say they could apply with Bas Ishto. So Gemara says again, K'toni Chayav Alei Mishu Eishes Av Mishar Yalei. So says the Gemara, Eishes Av Mishar Yalei. Rashi explains, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So how could they be added on Eishes Av? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Koshenofa Lo Liyibam. Right, maybe it's a case where before the Isser took place, there was a Zika Yibam, and that's why. Yibam would be Doche. Ihachi my Avar. If that's true, then what did he do wrong? Amar Rabbi Sha'avar Misham Kalas Bino Shnia. It's an Isser Rabbanan. An Isser Rabbanan. Daughter-in-law of a son is an Isser Rabbanan. It's a Shnia La Arayos. Kiddetanya, like the Brisa says, Kalaso Erva, Kalas Bino Shnia. His own daughter-in-law is an Erva, the daughter-in-law of his son, right, is a shniya, meaning his granddaughter, who married in. You can have all of these isurim going all the way down. When we Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, discusses adding on a couple of Isurim. Does he hold Isur Chalal Isur V'Hatnan? But then we learn in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Aver Aver Sheish Boshdei Misos, if somebody does an Avera that has two Mises Bezdin on it, Nidon B'Chamura. You get the more chamer one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidon B'Zika Rishona Sheba Olav. No, you get whichever one, whichever Avera came to him first. Forget the Maisabia. But if whichever relationship was first, for example, Vitanya, Ketzadam Rabbi Yossi Nidon B'Zika Rishona, Chamos of Anasis, Eshes Ish, if he has a mother-in-law, and his mother-in-law is an almana, and then she marries someone else. So first there was an Isra of mother-in-law, and then there was an Isra of Eshes Ish. Nidam Shem Chamoso. Eshes Ish Vasa Chamoso, Nidam Shem Eshes Ish. So Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Isra Chalal Isra. So how could he understand our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yavo, Moser Rabbi Yossi, Bisser Mosif. V'chein Gezer Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Moser Rabbi Yossi, Bisser Mosif. So you can figure out in Isser Mosif in our case. My Isser Mosif, Ika, Hacha, Diik, Hacha, Diika, Brala, Saba. Well, what's the Mosif? The father, the great-grandfather has another son. Bigo, Di Tosef Yisrael, Agabe, Brei, Tosef Yisrael, Agabe, Didei. So you can work out all the details, making it into an Isser Mosif. So one of the, in the Biyuri Chasidus, Lashas, they quote, why does he go by the Zika Rishona? Avera Goreres Avera. So once there's one Isser, so then it quotes here from the Arvei Nachal, Avera Hashniya Sha'avar Nimsheches Od Meharishona. Umeachar Shal Avera Rishona Nischai Misas Bezdin Nase Gavar Katilo Enlo Shum Shmira. Even though he didn't do the Avera yet, it was just the relationship that was Usser. But there's something in the air that this is already awesome. You should the first of theirs, even when the second one's added on, it's just an outgrowth of the first. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, only go by the first one. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow's daf will be uploaded from the last cycle of Hashem, and we'll pick up afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here.